Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for July 26, 2014. I hit the road to head 2 hours north to Elizabethtown, Kentucky for an Ohio Valley Wrestling live event. I also got to meet Greg from Hero Sports Cards in Elizabethtown, where if you get to Elizabethtown early, you can drop by his store and get tickets to the event for $5. Our officials for the evening were Joe Wheeler and the Paragon of Virtue, Josh Ashcraft. Our OVW Director of Operations, Trailer Park Crash, not only took my $8 at the door, but also did music, timekeeping, and ring announcing. Let's get to our opening match. And here's Dapper Dan in all his derby and cane and vest. The original sharp-dressed man. Dapper Dan working the stash, baby. Well, Joe Wheeler's going to get everything set here, and there's the bell. Well, wait a minute. Somebody compared Dapper Dan to Scott Hall. Well, that's a bit of a stretch. Even though Scott Hall did have a mustache at one time, but it's not quite as well-groomed as Dapper Dan. And Dan stops for a minute to stroke his mustache. Got to keep it looking good. Even though I haven't seen him win a match yet. Jay Best grabs a headlock. And he's really winding up on that head. Dan tries to get out of it, but Best pulls him back down. Dan grabs Best by the ear because he ain't got much hair, pulls him into a headlock. But Best pulls him right back. Dan shoots Best into the ropes. Best blocks him down. Best with a hip toss and back to the headlock. Dan shoots Best into ropes. Best comes out and blocks him down again. And now Dapper Dan is going to beg off in the corner until he can gather his thoughts on how best to deal with Jay Best. Ooh, Jay Best wanting to punch him. Dan grabs him and yanks him into the turnbuckle head first. Best got whacked in the nose there. And now Dapper Dan with some rights. Comes off the rope, blocks down Best, who's still kind of holding his nose from getting popped a minute ago. Now Dapper Dan hammering away on Jay Best. Ooh, an elbow. Another elbow to the side of the neck. Referee Joe Wheeler making sure nothing illegal is going on. Of course, stroking your mustache is not illegal. Dan picks up Jay Best. There's a body slam. Ooh, Dan doing a little dance. Boots Jay Best in the midsection. Here comes Dan. Rams a shoulder in the midsection of Jay Best. Here comes Dan. And Jay Best gets out of the way. Best now with a series of rights comes off with a shoulder tackle. Down goes Best. And that'll do it. And Dapper Dan grabs his derby and cane and gets out of here. Maybe he can get a job as a fill-in for Bat Masterson or something. Well, the crowd a little bit more friendly towards Jay Best than when he came out. Because Jay Best has vanquished Dapper Dan here in our opening match. Next up, someone gets a warm reception from the Elizabethtown faithful. Uh-oh. I guess he didn't get fired because here comes our so-called OVW senior official, the Paragon of Virtue, Joshua Hawk Ashcraft. And he is coming out and having a few words with Trailer Park Trash and Joe Wheeler. Perhaps Danny Davis put Ashcraft on triple secret probation or something. Well, hey, I got the camera here. We'll have to tape Josh Ashcraft a little bit. Well, Joe Wheeler is headed to the back. Well, people obviously aren't happy about Ashcraft being out here. Ashcraft still running his mouth. Maybe Danny Davis made him cut his yard with scissors or something as punishment for his recent actions. Ashcraft now checking the turnbuckles. One of the pads is actually loose, so he's going to tighten it up. Well, the warm receptions didn't end with him. Uh-oh, the Reverend Stuart Miles has the microphone. Elvis Pridemore is with him for some reason. But I don't see a baptismal font in here, so obviously nobody's getting saved tonight.
Hello, sinners! I have a good word for you this evening. And the good word is redemption.
I think he's already used that word, but whatever.
Right here. Used to be just like each and every single one of you. And sometimes redemption is only after destruction has taken place. Tonight, Elvis, tonight, don't listen to these words, son. Don't listen to these reasons. Tonight, listen to me. Follow me, and I will show you the way.
So the Reverend Stuart Miles and Elvis Pridemore team up against Leon Shelley and Adam Wilde. But first, Trailer Park Trash had a little trouble with the ref's name. Also, I didn't catch Adam Wilde's name in the introduction, so he is here referred to as Blue Jean Guy.
This is a one fall in the game at a time limit. Your referee, Josh Bass. Josh Backpack. I'm sorry. Well, I apologize. I just feel like having a you know, I'm usually down to the announcer, so I'm trying to do the best I can. Josh Backpack.
Well, Trailer Park Trash finally got it out. And looks like we got some tag team action. Well, Ashcraft going to make it one-on-one here. So Stuart Miles, who is in full minister attire, and he is taking on, I didn't quite catch this guy's name, the unknown guy is wearing blue jeans and is shirtless, and he winds up on the arm of the pastor of disaster, Reverend Stuart Miles, who is missing his congregation out here. And Miles, with a right fist, catches a blue jean guy in the jaw. Well, Ashcraft now getting on to Miles. And here comes Elvis Pridemore, a former OVW champion. And he's going to lock up with Leon Shelley here, who gave a pretty good showing against Adam Revolver on TV the other night. Pridemore now winding up on the arm. That got him a good wrist lock there. But Shelley kips up and reverses it. Of course, we'll see how much time it takes for Pridemore's hat to come off. Podmore back to the wrist lock. And so far, we've had a lot of wrist lock training between these two. There's a waist lock. Elvis off the ropes with a shoulder block, takes Shelly down and gets a two count. Miles really berating Elvis. Doesn't seem too happy with his effort so far. So Elvis tags in the Reverend. Okay, now Miles is going to demonstrate the proper procedure for grabbing a waist lock, according to him. And he's got cinched in pretty good on Shelly. Shelly gets out and reverses it as Elvis watches intently. Miles throws an elbow to the face and gets out of the hold. And Shelly, kind of down on one knee, staggers over to the corner. And meanwhile, Miles and Elvis are in a little argument. Miles turns around and Shelly hits him in the stomach with a fist. And again, Miles doesn't quite get to Shelly before Shelly hits him. Miles shoves Shelly down. Shelly now down on the mat after Miles clobbered him. And here comes Elvis back in, still with the head intact. Elvis with a body slam on Leon Shelly. Elvis goes for a jumping elbow drop, but Shelly rolls out of the way. And Miles calls Elvis an idiot. Well, that's no way to increase your congregation. Shelly now with an abdominal stretch. Miles berating Elvis, telling him he needs to get out of that hole. I think it's pretty obvious. Ashcraft making Miles go back over to the corner. So far, Ashcraft is behaving. Elvis finally rises up and flips Shelly over out of the hold. Miles still berating Elvis. Elvis chops Miles and flips him into the ring. Here comes the blue jean guy. And Elvis gets out on the floor away from Miles, so Miles can't tag him. Blue jean guy with a drop kick and a cover. And that'll do it. Well, Miles is not happy about this. He might get some mad. He might start excommunicating people. You never know.
Next, we have the psychedelic superstar and fellow Podbean.com podcaster, Chris Silvio, taking on Ram Jam, Jonathan Ramser. So, Silvio got to come out some confetti. Well, that was pretty neat. Well, Ashcraft's still the ref here, and he is taking on Ram Jam, Jonathan Ramser. I've heard the name. I don't think I've seen him on OVW TV, though. Of course, Chris Silvio's podcast is also on Podbean.com, just like mine is. So, hey, we got that in common. Well, Silvio, being the nice guy he is, shakes hands with Ramser. Well, Silvio works his way around and gives Ramser a little slaps upside the head. Of course, Silvio not out here with Mary Jane, sadly. Ramser with a drop toe hold, but Silvio quickly gets away, scoots under the bottom rope and out to the floor where he'll gather his thoughts. Of course, at the merchandise table, there's a Chris Silvio Show t-shirts. Silvio back in the ring and offering another handshake. Yeah, a little handshake, and here we go, back to action. Silvio takes Ramser over and goes to work on the arm. Silvio now drops some knees on the arm, and now he's got him in a wrist lock. Both wrestlers back up to their feet. So Ramser hangs on, reverses the hold. Silvio tries to kip up out of it. Silvio with a snapmare. Barely got a one count. Silvio now looks like a front face lock on the mat. Yeah, there's a guy out here holding up the sign, and he's got a Chris Silvio Show t-shirt on. Ranzer, single leg takedown, rolls forward. Now Ramser's still got the legs, trying to bend Silvio over in a Boston Crab. But Silvio flips him. Silvio leapfrogs. Oh, and boxes Ramser's ears. Silvio out of the corner with a punch. And that was probably the rocket punch, but it was effective nonetheless. Oh, Silvio's wanting a mic. Of course, once again, the Chris Silvio Show is on podbean.com, the same podbean.com that you're listening to right now if you're listening to this podcast.
Someone get this point to come. Let's give it up for Obi Gibby's first death wrestler, Randy. You know, this big man has real sensitive ears, you know. And I guess he learned tonight, you never turn your back on a champion. That's one thing I learned from my good friend, somebody that I know you all can trust, somebody I know you all love, J-Man. General Vencia, it's no Chris Silvio. You see, General Vencia, like you, you served the Cornette Nation. General Vencia lied to you. And my dear friend Denise Hill, I've seen you all for 7 years now. And trust me, when I say, you guys have a special place in the bottom of my little tie-dye heart. Damon Olivencia betrayed each and every one of you. So we'll see this Wednesday at OVW Television. Listen, sir, I forgive you. I know you're only upset, Damon Olivencia. So ladies and gentlemen, there's only one thing you should know, and I leave you in closing with this. Trust in Silvio. Thank you, I love you all.
I'd trust in you more if Mary Jane was out here. Match number 4 features our OVW TV champion Adam Revolver, accompanied by Michael Titus in his big red suit, in a non-title match against the big cheese of OVW, Raul Amada. But first, we hear from Titus.
That's all you have to do. Simple. You need some convincing. You gonna do it? You got it. There you go. This man, he's gonna do it, Evan. He's gonna do it. Now, please.
Well, Lamanna took whatever Titus gave him.
More money. I promise you, more money is to come. So,
of course, it can't be any worse than working for Shiloh Jones. Lamanna now down on one knee.
More money after the match. Just lay down.
Oh, Titus offering more money after the match. Maybe he'll get Lamanna a big red suit like he has. Well, Lamanna lays down. Lamanna runs over, rolls up. Revolver for two. Titus wasn't even looking. Revolver goes over to retrieve the money from Lamanna's vest. Lamanna goes after him. Ooh, and a hard chop on the cake donut. Adam Revolver, our OVW TV champion. Meanwhile, Titus gets the money out, so he ain't lost nothing. Lamanna bangs Revolver's head in the turnbuckle. And now chokes him in the middle of the rope, right in front of Titus. Titus just handed Revolver something, it looks like. Oh, the chain. Revolver missed on the chain fist, drops the chain. Lamanna picks it up. And Lamanna, he's aiming to use it. But Joe Wheeler's right there on the case, takes it away, but that gives Revolver a chance to chop block Lamanna. Now Revolver working on the leg. Pulls Lamanna to the apron and bangs his knee across the apron. You know, that big red suit makes me think, I wonder if Titus is going to go down to Western Kentucky and audition for the position of Big Red. Meanwhile, Revolver drops down on the leg of the big cheese, Raul Lamanna. Lamanna taking swipes at Titus, but that gives Revolver a chance to go grab the leg and work it some more. Here's Revolver now grabs the leg. He's outside the ring and bangs his knee into the ring post. Revolver back in the ring now. But only gets two. He didn't hook the leg, you know. You got to hook that leg sometimes if you want to cover. Lamanna fires back with a shot to the midsection. Revolver dropped toe hold. Revolver picks the leg up and bangs the knee into the mat. And Titus, he's a happy camper right now. Revolver setting up for the figure four, and he's got it in. Well, Dean Hill is not here, so... Maybe Lamanna will remember to turn into the pain. Referee Joe Wheeler checking with Lamanna. Well, Titus wanders over and grabs Revolver's hands to kind of help with some leverage. Lamanna sits up and takes a swipe at Revolver, but still, Revolver's got that hold locked in. Lamanna lays back. Wheeler counts a cover, but Lamanna right back setting up. Lamanna kind of pops Revolver upside the head, but still Revolver's got that hole in. And once again, Titus reaches through to provide a little assistance, but Joe Wheeler sees it, and he ain't gonna have none of that. In fact, he kicks Titus's arms away. Lamanna finally gets out of the hole. Both wrestlers pulling themselves up with the ropes. Lamanna, the shot to the midsection. But can't get back up. Still manages to connect. There's a kick. Lamanna with some left jabs to Revolver. There's a chop. Oh, the eye poke of doom by Raul Lamanna. And Lamanna chop blocks Revolver, paying him back for the one he got a while ago. Lamanna pulls Revolver out of the corner. A leg whip. Lamanna now grabs the leg, and he bangs Revolver's knee into the mat. So Revolver getting a taste of his own medicine here. Lamanna goes over and takes a swipe at Titus, but the pompadour is still quite firm and erect on Titus's head. Wonder how much hair gel he uses. Lamanna now with Revolver's leg, and he's going to take it. getting ready to bang it into the turnbuckle. LaMotta back in now. And Revolver reaching out to Titus, hopefully wanting some advice or another chain or something. Here's Titus on the apron, and Joe Wheeler has to deal with him. Titus now grabs Wheeler. LaMotta grabs Titus, but Revolver slips up behind him, and he's got that sleeper hold in. LaMotta reaching for the ropes, but Revolver pulls him back towards the center of the ring. LaMotta now going down. LaMotta now down on the mat. Revolver still got a hold of him. That's one arm drop. That's two arm drops. One more. And that's it.
The winner of the match, and the result of a sleeper hold, Adam Revolver.
So Titus Enterprises is 1-0 on the evening. Well, Revolver now telling the sleepered LaMotta that he should have joined them after all. And Big Red Michael Titus leads Adam Revolver to the back. Joe Wheeler over to check on LaMotta, who is now arisen, is setting up. LaMotta slowly makes his way to the back. Gets a nice round of applause for a job well done. Next, we have Titus back out to accompany the Mexicutioner Roberto de Luna to do battle with Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus. Well, Ashcraft really giving Melvin the once over here. Ooh, Ashcraft exercising his authority here, making de Luna back up so he can be inspected. All right, so Melvin and Roberto de Luna lock up, and de Luna pushes Melvin back to the ropes, but Melvin pushes de Luna back to the corner. Well, they're rolling along the ropes and going to the corners. Ashcraft trying to get them to break up and do other things. It's not doing any good so far. De Luna grabs a handful of tights, but that doesn't break it up either because they're still locked up. De Luna with a right to the jaw, but Melvin just kind of brushes it off. Melvin throws him in a corner and starts wearing him out with rights. Melvin now with some shoulders in the midsection. Melvin shoots De Luna into the ropes. There's a lariat, and there's a back elbow. Melvin slams De Luna. Melvin squashes De Luna in the corner. Titus can't be too happy about this. Melvin with a power slam. And here's Titus up on the apron. And here's Ashcraft over to Titus. And Melvin comes over. De Luna with a double axe hand on the back of the neck on Melvin. De Luna drops down, pops Melvin in the back of the knee. Now Melvin limping a little bit. Another shot to the back of the knee, and Melvin's down on one knee. De Luna to the second turnbuckle. Double axe handle right on top of the head of Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus. De Luna hooks a leg and covers, but only two. Titus now arguing with Ashcraft about his counting. I don't really think that's been an issue. De Luna bangs Melvin's head into the turnbuckle. Melvin hits another turnbuckle. De Luna rakes his nails across Melvin's back. And Melvin gets banged into turnbuckle number three. And another rake to the back. And can De Luna go 4-for-4 on the banging head in the turnbuckle? Let's see. Yep, he does. Hey, that's five turnbuckles. Melvin got an extra turnbuckle bang to the head here. DeLuna whips Melvin across. Melvin ducks a lariat. Mel with a flying forearm, and down goes DeLuna, but down went Melvin too. DeLuna misses on a splash as Melvin gets out of the way. Melvin picks up DeLuna over his shoulder and drops him down. Melvin hooks the leg and covers, but only two. Looks DeLuna growing him a, looks like he's growing a Fu Manchu mustache. Hell, at least it'll make him look meaner anyway. Maybe it'll change his luck as far as winning matches goes. Who knows? Melvin now, with DeLuna in the corner, rakes the nails across the back. So once again, DeLuna getting a taste of his own medicine. So that's three turnbuckles that DeLuna's got his head banged into. Of course, Melvin got five of them, so he's got a couple more to go before getting even. DeLuna whipped into the ropes. Melvin with a power slam. And here's Titus back up on the apron. Ashcraft over there with Titus and having words. Let's see what Melvin's got in store here. Oh, there's a deadly bear hug. DeLuna is tapping, but Ashcraft is still busy with Titus. Here's Revolver out. Melvin, let's go. Revolver misses a belt shot, and now Revolver is in the deadly bear hug. Uh-oh, hey, look at here. Marcus Anthony is out. Anthony with a belt shot for Melvin. Anthony drags DeLuna on top. And Anthony and Revolver exit the ring. There's a cover and a pin. Well, Titus Enterprise is standing tall in the ring. Standing over the fallen Melvin, of course, Melvin has a shot at Marcus Anthony at Saturday Night Special next Saturday night. And Anthony is standing over him, reminding him of that. But Melvin laid out in the ring as Titus Enterprises slowly makes their way to the back, displaying the gold that they do have right now. That would be Revolver with the TV title and Marcus Anthony with the OVW Championship. And Big Red Michael Titus is 2-0 on the evening. Well, here's Jamin out. Jamin Olaventia out to have a little consultation with Melvin.
We're going to cut intermission a little bit short tonight, try to get you guys out of here before these storms hit in a little while. It's not coming, so.
During intermission, I dropped $5 and got a picture with Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus and Jamin Olaventia. After intermission, Jamin had a match against the Lone Marauder, Shiloh Jones. Shiloh Jones waiting behind the curtain to see who comes out.
Ladies and gentlemen, his opponent, Jamin Olaventia.
So Jamin gets attacked the minute he comes through the curtain. Jones grabs him and rams him into the railing here at the Vaughn Reno Sharks Community Center. Josh Ashcraft outside the ring to try to calm down Shiloh Jones. Maybe he needs to switch to decaf or something. Jones bangs Jamin's head in the mat, steps into the ring, and steps right back out and stomps on Jamin's fingers. Jones rams Jamin's head in the ring post. Pops back into the ring and right back out.
Stop! What?
Well, maybe if Josh says, please stop, he might do it. Jones with a right fist for Jamin. Jones now rams Jamin into another section of railing. Shades of the old TNA asylum here, as people used to get slammed into the railing all the time. Jones now biting Jamin. No word on what Jamin might taste like. Jamin fires back with a chop. That'll bring that to a screeching halt. Jamin now with a left to the breadbasket. And Jamin rams Jones into the railing. Now drags him over and rams him into the railing in front of another section of fans, so everybody gets to enjoy the experience here at the Von Reno Starks Community Center. Jamin now yanks Jones off the apron, and we got more stuff going on outside the ring. Yeah, you might as well just send him over there too, Jamin. Jones now just flopping around on the floor here. Jones crawls over on a table that's next to a wall here, and yeah, you might as well. Well, Jamin grabs Jones, throws him back in. Jamin fires up, couple of forearms upside the head of Shiloh Jones. Jones grabs Jamin, kind of hot shots him on the top rope, and bringing Jamin's momentum to a halt. Jones now bangs Jamin into the turnbuckle. Now he's going to choke him in the middle rope. Jones up on Jamin's shoulders. Ashcraft, you got to admit, Ashcraft's been being fair tonight thus far. Jones with a guillotine leg drop on Jamin, and now Jamin's kind of draped over the middle rope. Jones now exchanging witty banter with a fan. Jones now grabs a rear chin lock, which could turn into a sleeper any minute now, so we'll be monitoring the situation. Ashcraft checking, make sure nothing illegal is being done. Jamin back to his feet, fights off Jones, comes off the ropes. Jones catches him with an elbow. Jones drops a knee on Jamin. And another one. Jones with a two-handed cover, but only gets two. Jones with a Taz Mission-looking thing. Now on top of Jamin. Jamin's arm drops once. And arm drops twice, and Ashcraft didn't call for the bell, so he's acting right. Oh, the arm does not drop the third time. Jamin gets to his feet with Jones still on his back. Drops him backwards. Well, Jones is up at three. Jamin's still down on the mat. Jones undoes a turnbuckle pad. Now Ashcraft having to go over there and tie it back up. Meanwhile, Jones pulls a foreign object from his boot. This could be possibly the atomic popsicle stick. But Jamin with a jumping knee and sends the object into Jones' face. Jamin with a running knee in the corner. Another running knee in the corner. Jamin with jumping lariat. And we might be seeing something here. Just a minute. Jones still down on the mat. Jamin with a standing O. And, hey, here's Silvio out to more confetti and people holding signs and what have you. Silvio out here clapping. Oh, Silvio takes the mic.
Let's go, Jamin. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Let's go, Jamin. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Jamin. Nice to see you. Nice to see my old friend, my old buddy. The truck wants to get over here, Jamin.
And Jones sneaks up behind Jamin and rolls him up for the pin.
We're just out here to support you. Jamin, I'm out here to support you. Okay? We're going to get back to you on Wednesday. I'm here to support you. I came out here to support you, you selfish son. Jack Revel and I came here to do something nice for you.
Well, sure we haven't heard the last of this. Of course, Jamin and Silvio have to team up on Wednesday. Jamin almost had it, but Silvio come wandering out here and distracted Jamin just enough for Jones to sneak up and roll him up for the pin. Hey, I got a picture with Jamin and Melvin at intermission, so hey, it's not all bad. Time for our main event as our OVW Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Freebodies, the Body Guy and Big John Body, have a non-title match against the Wild Boys, Eddie Diamond and Bud Dwight. This match is also available on YouTube. Well, here's Joe Wheeler back out here.
Before we get out the main event, we want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight to the Von Reno Starks Community Center. It's always a pleasure. You know, Eastown is our favorite town to come through out of all the places that we go through the High Valley Wrestling. And the reason this is our favorite town, it is because of you, our favorite fans of Ohio Valley Wrestling. So give yourselves a big round of applause.
Of course, this is the closest they come to Nashville.
Before we get out the main event, there is a stipulation. This main event is a tag team contest. If the Wild Boys can pull out a win tonight against the Body Guys, next month, right here in Newtown on August the 23rd, the Body Guys will have to defend the OVW Southern Tag Team titles against the Wild Boys. So let's get the main event underway.
Listen up.
So the Body Guys, I mean the Fabulous Free Bodies, get tired of all the talking and go after the Wild Boys, Eddie Diamond and Bud Dwight. Wild Boys off the ropes with the kicks, stereo drop kicks, and there goes Body Guy goes out of the room, and Bud Dwight runs up on Big John. Here's a tag on the Teflon Don from Boca Raton, Eddie Diamond. Big John misses. There's a drop kick to the arm by Eddie Diamond. Another one under the chin. Big John still not going down. Big John just grabs Diamond and slings him into the rope. Body Guy comes in all orangey and stuff tonight. And there's a standing arm bar on Diamond. And here's a tag on Big John Body, the one half of the Fabulous Free Bodies, our OVW Tag Team Champions. Big John really working that arm of Eddie Diamond. And here's Body Guy back in. Of course, Body Guy, one of the more colorful characters in OVW. Body Guy just yanks Diamond down by the hair. The Body Guy misses on a knee drop. Here's Diamond with a headlock. Dwight tags himself in. Dwight picks up Diamond coming off the ropes. Kicks for everybody. Well, Bud Dwight getting the party dance started, but Big John clubs him in the back of the head. And here's Big John in legally as Bud Dwight reaches for the corner. Big John with a big clubbing forearm to the back of the head of Bud Dwight, the party starter. Oh, standing on the back now. Big John with a handful of hair. Referee Joe Wheeler asking Big John to please don't do that anymore because that's not nice. Big John just shoots Bud Dwight into the body corner, and here's Body Guy back in. Body Guy with a forearm upside the head of Bud Dwight, the party starter. And right back out to Big John. Big John with a big suplex. A big body suplex, if you will. Meanwhile, the Teflon Don from Boca Raton, Eddie Diamond, waiting in the corner for a tag to come in and maybe save the day for the Wild Boys. Bud Dwight reverse whips Body Guy into the body corner and goes down. Let's see if he can get over and make the tag. Big John picks up Bud Dwight. There's a headbutt to the shoulder. Dwight trying to get away from Body Guy. He's just maybe about a foot from the tag. Here's Joe Wheeler over to counsel Big John and his behavior. The tag got made. Meanwhile, the turnbuckle pad came off too. I don't know if that probably wasn't intentional. Joe Wheeler disallows the tag, and here comes Big John back in. Big John with another big body suplex. And Bud Dwight down on the mat. Dwight reverse whips Body Guy into a neutral corner. Now he's going to try to make his way to a tag. And there's a tag on EFD, Eddie Diamond. Diamond firing up on Body Guy with rights, boxes the ears. Headbutt to the chin. Diamond whips Body Guy across. A big backdrop. There's a cover. Oh, Diamond gets out of the way, and Big John with a double axe handle right to the chest of Body Guy. Diamond off the ropes, make it two forearms. Big John still on his feet. Big John throws Diamond over the rope, but Diamond lands on the apron. Body Guy is still trying to get his bearings. Diamond going up top. Springboard back elbow on Big John. Body Guy now over where Bud Dwight is. Big John out to the floor. Here's Diamond. Diamond looked like he was maybe going to go for the worm. Meanwhile, Body Guy rolls up Bud Dwight. Only gets two. Big John caught Diamond by the feet, yanked him out of the ring. Big John reaches in and trips up Bud Dwight. And now Body Guy calling Big John into the ring. Big John picks up Body Guy. Bud Dwight kicks Body Guy away. Dwight drop kicks Big John out. Oh, there's a party dance. It's party time here at Von Reno Starks Community Center. Bud Dwight. Double side slam as Diamond rolls in. There's a cover, and that'll do it. So the Wild Boys, Diamond and Dwight, will get a tag title shot here in Elizabethtown next month. And folks, this show started at 7:30 and it's 9:06 and we are done. That wrapped up a short but fun evening in Elizabethtown with OVW. OVW will return to the Von Reno Starks Community Center on Saturday, August the 23rd with a 7:30 p.m. Eastern bell time. Stay tuned for my next wrestling report and thank you for listening.